2 hours down, 2 hours to go. Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you for joining us today and every day, making us a part of your life. We appreciate it. Talking about the Buffalo News and the decline of the Buffalo News, and that's not me speaking, that's the numbers. They speak for themselves. A newspaper that had 310,000 subscribers in the mid-90s, down to 35,000. That's down from 56,000 just a year ago. Add another 35,000 just digital subscribers. What are your thoughts on the Buffalo News and this decline in subscribers? Is it less content, less local content? Is it the price? Is it the fact that they moved their printing to Cleveland? I think it's all of those combined into one. But what do you think? We'll go with Rick in Williamsville. Rick, what are your thoughts on the Buffalo News?
Hi, Joe. I think it's an absolute disgrace to the city of Buffalo. Now, I'm a subscriber still, but not much longer. I'm just recently, 2 years ago, retired. So I get up, have my coffee, and I want some. I always read the paper in the morning, but it takes me about 5 minutes to read the snooze because it's got absolutely nothing in it. So I decided I'd also subscribe to the New York Post, which I enjoy immensely. And the Post is three times as thick as the Buffalo News, and also the same price, $3, and $2 less on Sundays, believe it or not. The New York Post on Sundays is only $3, not $5. Two or three times when they billed me, sent me my bill, they've, without telling me, they've increased the price. So I had to call up, and now I guess you can negotiate your own price. I mean, I say they won't even be in business next year. They're so brutal. Just terrible. I can see why hardly anybody subscribes to it anymore, really.
So to this point, Rick, the reason you have it is it's just kind of a routine that you have. In the morning, you like having that paper to hold while you're having your morning coffee.
Exactly, Joe. Yep.
Yeah. And Rick, I think every day more and more people are just saying, I like this routine, but it's just not worth it. Rick in Williamsville mentioning the New York Post, which is my go-to for content. When I'm looking for a topic for a show, the New York Post, and I've got one later on in the show that I hope you all enjoy from the New York Post. I enjoy the New York Post. It's got news, but it's also got some of those other stories that you won't find in other places. That's just me. Let's go to Joyce on Grand Island. Hey, Joyce, thanks for hanging on.
Oh, you're welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Joyce. What are your thoughts on the state of the Buffalo News?
Well, first of all, I love having that paper in my hand, but you're right, it's very expensive. But what I just found out a month ago is there's a senior discount. Never knew that. My husband called, and we got a senior discount. It's only $260 a year.
For the whole year?
For the whole year.
Wow. Well, I mean,
a lot of people would be signing up if they knew that.
Yeah.
They don't.
Now, that is 7 days a week.
When someone told me that, I go, are you kidding me? And we called right away because we heard it, and someone in church told us. And the next day, my husband called, and sure enough, we got the discount.
Now, let me ask you, so now that you're getting the paper and it's an affordable price, do you like everything that comes with it? Do you wish there was more? What are your thoughts on the actual product?
No, I'm not crazy about it. I liked it before, you know, but it's there and I like to read it. I don't like to read online. So, you know, they took away a lot of the puzzles, a lot of stuff out of there.
Yeah, I know. A lot of the stuff, the paper price. Used to be something that would sit around the house all day, right? You had the crossword puzzle, right. You had the...
Yep.
And now it's like it's a quick read
more comics, yep.
Yeah.
Right. So So that's what I wanted to call and tell you.
Well, Joyce, good about the price. Sorry that there's still the lacking of content.
Yeah.
Hey, Joyce, thanks for calling. Joyce on Grand Island, 803-0930, star 930. I mean, and that's the thing. You've got so many negatives with, okay, there's less content, but I'm paying so much more. You know, I mean, good thing for Joyce, and I'm sure people who listen to that are going to be placing a phone call very soon. But you've got that, but then, okay, now it's affordable, but I'm still not getting what I was expecting from the Buffalo News. You know, you're cutting more and more out. And, you know, Ed brought this up earlier. It really is a drive to bring everything digital. That's what we're seeing, right? I mean, the Buffalo News, the owners of the Buffalo News, they don't want to print a paper every day. They're trying to drive people to their digital. The problem is, if you look at these numbers, that's not working either. They're not driving people to their digital. Combined, you have 70,000 subscribers. 35 paper, 35 digital. I mean, if the point is to, you would think they'd get somewhere close, or I'm sure their goal is to get somewhere close to the 300,000 they had in the 90s. The problem is, okay, take away the print. I mean, you're still lacking the content. And believe me, there's a lot of websites in Western New York where you get news that could definitely use some work. But the Buffalo News' website, there's not a lot there to begin with. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not like I'm getting all this extra content if I get the digital subscription and go online. And that's speaking from that's speaking from using the website. You know, I when I'm doing a show, of course, I like to go to New York Post, but I will go around to different outlets, and the Buffalo News is obviously one of them. But I cannot tell you the last time I used a Buffalo News article to do a show. And I think if you would have asked a host that 15 years ago, it wouldn't have been as rare as it is today. Let's go to Gary in Orchard Park. Gary, your thoughts on the state of the Buffalo News.
Hey, Joe. I used to be a Courier Express paper boy in another lifetime, but I remember the Courier Express Sunday paper was so large, I would start getting the inserts, the advertising inserts, on Wednesday. And there would be Wednesday. Put all that together with the actual Sunday paper, which was huge.
Oh, yeah.
It was 300-some pages, usually. And it was all advertising, you know, when we had a lot of retail. We had A&A's and Hangers and Hens and Kelly and Sample and Burgers and Twin Fair and Sears. And they all had not single-page ads. They all had their own insert. And when the Courier Express was publishing 7 days a week, they were operating in the red 6 days a week, and then on Sunday they got pulled out by that huge advertising revenue. And then when Warren Buffett bought the Buffalo News, he decided to start printing on Sunday and compete with that, and he cut into their advertising revenue, and they died very quickly. And Buffett knew what he was doing, and he made a lot of money for a lot of years. With the Buffalo News, he had no competition, and their advertising rates went up, and he rode that horse until that horse died. And, you know, business decision, but the newspaper now is, you open up the front page, and it's something that happened 2 days ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, everybody's got their own take on where they want to get their news, but most of the time it's not from the newspaper. It's, you know, I heard it on the radio. I read it on the internet. It's not the avenue. It's not the tool that people pick up when they want to find out information anymore.
Gary, 100%, man. Appreciate the call. Gary Orchard Park. And, you know, that's been the case for a while. No offense to the news, right? But I say this about radio, too. As technology improves, you have to make your product stand out. You know, I mean, I've talked about this a ton of times. You know, oh, TV's here. It's going to kill radio. Never did, right? Oh, satellite's going to kill radio. Never did. Podcasts are going to kill radio. Never did, right? But you do have to change what you're going to do and compete with that. Now, the newspaper can never say, we're going to get you the news first, right? That a newspaper cannot do. But you would think in 2023, the point of the paper is for more in-depth reporting. You have pages to do in-depth on stories that, you know, let's be honest, TV and radio can't. But it doesn't seem like they're doing that to the extent that people would expect out of a local newspaper. 803-0930, star 930. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And you know what? To Gary's point, I mean, Warren Buffett, that was the plan, right? Get rid of the competition and then be the only game in town for all that advertising. But at the end of the day, it seems like people who really enjoyed a good paper with comprehensive coverage lost out. Let's go to Eileen, who is a loyal subscriber to the Buffalo News. Eileen, thank you so much for hanging on.
Thank you. I subscribe to the Buffalo News partially for the same reasons I listen to WBEN radio. Maybe you don't have all the sophisticated stuff of NPR or the worldwide correspondents on the ground right now in Gaza the way CNN does, which I get on Sirius Radio, or all the other stations that are national and better funded. But is the New York Post going to do a series when supermarkets in Buffalo close or are attacked? Are they going to be talking about what's going on and which personalities are in and out on radio and television in Buffalo? This is our resource. And like so many resources that we have with the problems in the world, with the economy, yes, it's less than what it was. But I spend a couple of hours a day, maybe with the TV or radio on in the background, going through the news on the issue of puzzles, as silly as that is. When they took out the puzzles, I and many other people made comments on their Facebook page, and the jumble that a lot of senior citizens like me like, and the simpler with the wider boxes of the crossword puzzle, is there every day. And I'm staving off senility by doing that every day, often while I'm watching TV or listening to the radio. The selection of columnists is superb. I am not going to read the New York Times. I grew up in New York City and we read the mid-level papers. The Times was beyond me and it still is. We read the Herald Tribune, we read the Post, we read the World Telegram and Sun. But most people, and I have, I'm not going to go into, but I'm a retired professional who worked for many, many years. But the New York Times is really beyond me. On the other hand, in the Buffalo News, I get Associated Press stories. I get Wall Street Journal stories. I get a lot of Washington Post stories and New York Times stories. And I don't have to have a big, thick stack of expensive newspapers from around the country to get that information. I get it in the Buffalo News. It's thinner. It's missing some things. There are misprints where pages may have a fold in them and you can't read something. It's not what it was, but I'm old and I'm not what I was. I know that I can talk to people about more things and understand people better because I read the Buffalo News every day. And even though I don't necessarily agree with all the political views, I listen to BEN radio every day. I watch local news every day. Attacking when I was first in Buffalo, having moved here for law school from New York City, I got the Courier Express in the morning and the Buffalo Evening News at night. It's a shame we don't have the Courier, but we have a variety of reporters. And when they had all the stuff about, did Steve Pigeon do that? Did nightclub owner Geraci do this? You're not going to read it in the gosh darn Daily News or the New York Post. You're not going to read it in the Washington Post or the New York Times either. Who cares about Buffalo? And even though the paper is limping along, we will have less of a free society, less public debate, less information in Buffalo if this poor limping along old newspaper closes. Now, I'm thrilled about your caller because I'm paying as much as $75 a month with a little tip in, and I'm retired. I'm going to look into that senior discount. But you know what? Because you have a local radio show, I heard Joyce from Grand Island tell me that I may be able to get the Buffalo News for a fraction of what I'm paying. Why did I hear that? Because I listen to and respect local TV, local radio, and read the local paper. So I guess I've said too much, but that's
no,
what I
got. Eileen, you have been great. And I actually, the only thing I want to say is I agree that Buffalo needs a local newspaper. I think we need, you know, local everything. I think here at WBEN, you know, in the last few years, we've gone local all day. I just feel, you know, as we added local content, I feel the Buffalo News has taken away a lot of local content. And that's nothing against the people they have working there. I have respect for a lot of the people that work there. I just think what I think the Buffalo News could be better, and it's just sad the state that it's in right now.
We can make them better by subscribing. The other thing that I want to say is, even though I'm not a huge computer person, I have the app on my phone and my iPad, the Buffalo News app, and even though the news may be a little stale when I read it the day the paper arrives, they're constantly updating the website. As things are going on in Israel right now, as they're going on in politics, when this station was talking about Mr. Poloncarz's issues a few weeks ago, I called in on it, and there were lively discussions. But I got information about it from the Buffalo News, but also from the very updated Buffalo News online. And if you're better at apps and computers and things than I am, you can even go delve deeper in. The stuff that they have online is amazing. Unlike some of your callers, even ones that hate the paper, I want to pick up the paper every day. But when I'm not near the paper, I look on that app and I get updated information. So I encourage you and your readers, if you're finding the paper edition to be deficient, take a ride through the app and see how much is available online. And the columnists, the conservative columnists, the liberal columnists, the moderate columnists, there's such a variety of columnists. I'll very often read something in a column that brings me to tears. And then there's a local My View column, and then there's the letters to the editor. I often take things that I read in those columns and either take a snapshot and post it on Facebook or send a message to a friend because it's something relevant to something going on in their lives. I think if you give the paper a chance, you'll find a lot in it, and we'll all find different things in it.
Hey, Eileen, I appreciate the call, and I'm glad that you found out about the discount. Let us know how that works out.
Thank you, and thank you for the great job you do with our show. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much, Eileen. That is Eileen in Buffalo. And I do not disagree with Eileen. I think if the Buffalo News folded, that would be awful for Western New York. Just like I think that if a local TV news department folded, it would be awful for Western New York, right? I mean, I can say that I think the local cable news station going to a more of a state approach than a regional approach, I don't think that was great for Western New York. I agree with Eileen. I would like to see the Buffalo News that we all knew and love in the 90s. But what we have right now, I think it's lacking, and I do think it's overpriced. But I can't disagree with anything Eileen said. I think she put it perfectly. 803-0930, star 930 is the number. We're back after this. It's Beamer in for Bowerly. Hey, welcome back. It is... Oh, nice. Some Aussie. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're talking about the Buffalo News and just the subscriptions. They dropped 21,000 in 1 year. Less than a year, they've dropped 21,000 to 3,500. Sorry, that's misleading. To 35,000 paper subscribers. And also 35,000 digital subscribers. They're at 70,000 total subscribers. Their peak was 310,000 back in the 90s. What are your thoughts on the state of the Buffalo News? 803-0930, star 930. Also, using the digital version of the Buffalo News, have you noticed some issues when logging in and then clicking on a article and it's telling you you have to log in? But you're already logged in. 803-0930, star 930. We were talking about this during the break. This has actually happened a few times on certain computers here, and then other computers, it works just fine. And again, what is your tolerance level if the technology continues not to work to just say, whatever, right? 803-0930, star 930. And we've heard about how long it takes to, I believe it was Linda who called in and said how long it was to finally get through to somebody at the Buffalo News to say, I want to cancel or to issue a complaint about where the paper's being delivered. Imagine trying to get this situation with the website all figured out. And that's something I kind of want to start talking about next hour's customer service. And what you've noticed with customer service lately. We might get that today. We might do that next week. We'll see. 803-0930, star 930. Mike is in Depew. Mike, newspapers, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, even as a young child, I was about 10 years old, I used to deliver the Buffalo News. Delivery is becoming also one of the manifestations of problems with newspapers. They're having trouble with delivery. But since the time I was a young man, I always had my nose in a newspaper. As a lifelong teacher and a professor, it was incumbent upon me to always want to read and be informed. And, you know, newspapers were always basically fundamental to the building of our republic. Our forefathers wanted us to be informed, wanted us to be educated, and newspapers were absolutely fundamental to that. People being informed, it's essential to preserving our democracy. But realistically, as a professor, I used to regularly read the Buffalo Evening News. I'm always reading books and documentaries. Years ago, though, I've since moved on to the Wall Street Journal. I found that the Buffalo News, in this era of globalism, was really being left behind, focusing more on local aspects. So for me, I prefer today the Wall Street Journal. I get geopolitics. I learn about global economics, commodities, populations, percentage points, et cetera. So for me, if I need to be informed as a person who speaks or as a person, you know, I've even addressed the U.S. Senate, I need to have fundamentals to build on. My whole life I've had that paper. I want the physical manifestation. I like the crispness of the paper. I like the smell of the paper, the ink, the coffee. It provides that aura that I feel comfortable with. I have very little interest in the digital format. I found that to be counterproductive. It's difficult to go forward, return. So therefore, that format does not necessarily work for me. And I think that if you understand, the older you get, learning is a lifelong endeavor. And I think I find that the newspaper, if I read it daily, I can delve into it to the depth that I desire. I could put it down and pick it up later. But I find that that's absolutely fundamental to what I do. And maybe even some of the listeners know me as Professor Mike. When I engage in a dialogue or discussion, I fear no one. I fear no discussion, because those facts that you garner on a daily basis, and including from the newspaper, give you a repertoire to draw from and have fundamental facts that you know to be correct and true and in line with your current discussion.
Mike, I want one thing about the paper, because the Wall Street Journal, you turned me on to the Wall Street Journal a few months ago, and let me tell you, there's a lot of stuff there, and it's still a pretty bulky paper if you even go and pick up the physical copy of the paper. But I do wonder how many people have the paper, for what you just said, having that paper in your hand with your morning coffee. I mean, it seems like for the people who still get the paper, Mike, it's all about that and not so much about what's inside it, because mostly people say it's lacking anything inside it.
Yeah, I've not found that to be the case. What I enjoy about the Wall Street Journal is you get the primary topics up front, but then the various pages will delve into great detail. Sometimes they will move 2 to 3 pages into a particular topic. But if, for example, your living, which mine was predicated on knowledge, I also happen to be an author, you have to be fully aware and apprised of the current situations. I can't get that from the Buffalo News. And, for example, what's transpiring in the Middle East today. you will get, you know, certain paragraphs and short articles relative to the topic. But if you want to ascertain in great detail, for example, the ongoing crisis in Ukraine, I get updated numbers every day on troops, movements, resources, materials. And that is something I can't get from a more locally, predominantly local paper, the Buffalo News. We live in a global society today, and I'm not saying that the local aspects are not important. They are. But that's in part why I listen to your show. As a retired person, I read incessantly the paper. I read books. I watch documentaries. I listen to talk shows, right? Because in the end of the day, even WBEN, to me, I get entertained and I get informed. And that's just another cornerstone, another avenue to being well-rounded and educated. And the older you get, you learn that the aspect of being educated and learning, that's a lifelong process. BEN even fits into that genre as well.
Hey, Mike, always appreciate the call. Mike in Depew. Professor Mike opens the line for you, 803-0930. Star 930 here on WBEN. Let's go to Ron in Clarence. Ron, your thoughts on the Buffalo News.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. The problem with the Buffalo News is that it's way too one-sided. You know, I consider myself liberal on some issues and quote-unquote conservative on others. I want to get a full range of news. I don't want opinionated news. Right down to their cartoon guy, they just are one-sided. You're only going to get one side of an issue, and all the national publications that they plug into are the same way. The New York Times, the Washington Post, the same way. You know, once in a while, you might get something by someone else, but it's very rare. It's way too one-sided. They turn off a huge segment of the Erie County population. I work among these folks that would never read them. They are patently anti-gun, even though honest people who will never hurt anybody own guns. When Kathy Hochul ran for Congress, she called herself Annie Oakley because she was pro-gun, but that doesn't work for her anymore. So she gave it up. So if they would quit being so one-sided, they might get more subscribers. I don't know. Or maybe they're just on a dead-end street and it's just going to end that way.
It seems like if they don't make any changes soon, Ron, they are on a one-way street. And I am not one who wants to see the Buffalo News go away. But, Ron, I think what you're saying, it is very one-sided. And there are a lot of people who I think like to see both opinions of something, especially when you have a paper that has the viewpoint section and you're just not getting that as much with the Buffalo News.
I would start, if I was the news, by offering a second cartoonist who kind of writes the other way, a guy like Banco or one of those guys, so that kind of a counterweight to their home cartoonist.
Yeah, hey.
And also, you don't need the news for line ads anymore. You don't need it for ads anymore. You don't need it for what's up at the show anymore. It's all right there on your keyboard. And if a guy like me can operate a laptop, anybody can. So they're beating a dead horse over there. They need to expand their horizon maybe, and maybe they can save the newspaper. But I'll tell you one thing. When Warren Buffett owned it in the 90s, he made a comment in a national interview. He said, owning a newspaper is like owning a utility. You have no competition. Well, guess what? Now it's all competition. And even the WBEN has in-depth programming on weekends and nights and things like that. As do WGER, their websites, Channel 4's website. You can get a lot of in-depth stories on that if you cruise around. So the Buffalo News is going to have a hard time coming back from this. But I do know one thing: the Sunday paper used to weigh a ton. Now it's like a little leaflet.
Oh, believe me, the Sunday paper did not go in the news bag. It went in the trunk of my parents' car, and they would drive me around on Sundays to deliver that thing. That's how heavy it used to be. Ron, appreciate the call. Talking about the Buffalo News, the fall, the decline of the Buffalo News, and again, this is not me rooting for the Buffalo News to go away. This is, maybe this could help. right? I would like to see a thriving newspaper in Buffalo. 35,000 subscribers to your paper, 35,000 more to your digital, 70,000 total is not a thriving newspaper by any stretch of the imagination. Let's go to John in Tonawanda. John, your thoughts on the Buffalo News.
Hi, I caught on to your station a little bit later, but I heard you were reporting on this, and I called in as the formal local president of the biggest production unit at the Buffalo News. And actually wanted to field some questions as well to give some opinion. I did hear your last caller talk about like a revival, and you just brought that up also. But I've often likened it in my 38 years there to the Titanic and all the hype and all the excitement as we went through the years. But literally the last caller talking about bringing this back, it would be like pulling the Titanic out, not only getting it out, but up and running again. That's how astronomical, I believe, or how hard it would be to even repel this in the right direction.
Now, John, before we go further, describe what your job was, the production department. What was your job with the Buffalo News?
We were all post-press, my local, for the employees, the members under me. Post-press, meaning we handled the papers out of the press room. We also took care of all the advertising, packaging, distributing. So the production area, which is where really where the viability came from. That's where the dollars came from. So, and the other part of it, too, is talking about wanting to, you know, keep a paper in Buffalo. We all felt that way, but let's not forget they still are a paper, but they're doing it somewhere else. They outsourced.
So you were with the paper until they moved the production?
Right up to September 30th, the last inserting and print day.
Wow. What was that day like, John?
It was kind of surreal, but if I'm being honest, towards the end, it was such chaos that I literally walked out of the building, again, after 38 years, you know, kind of couldn't wait to get in my car and get out of there like a typical shift as they've been for the past few years. But, you know, more and more as days go by, it's kicking in more and more. So that was a tough day.
Do you have like a half hour? Could we put you on hold for the news and get back to you in about 10 minutes?
Sure, that's not a problem.
I'd love to just break down that last year, break down where you see things going wrong. You've got a lot of insight. If you don't mind, we're going to do a quick break, go to news. We'll be back in about 10 minutes, and we'll continue on with you.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. That's John in Tonawanda. Worked for the production department up to the final day of production here in Buffalo. If you have questions for John specifically, we'll take them. I'm so glad he called in and has some time to join us after this on News Radio 930 WBEN.